Hey, comedian Adam Newman here, letting you know about Pussy Boys, a brand new podcast I co-host with my funny friends where real men talk about their love of cats. So tune into Pussy Boys on the Seltzer Kings Network and like, listen, subscribe, write us a review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. That's Pussy Boys, all Z's. Trust me, you don't want to go where the S's take you. It's gross.
Yeah, it's just me, Jeremy, Amber, and Lil Jack Nicholson over there in the corner.
How you doing, man? That's not Jack Nicholson at all.
I don't.
What's with the slick back hair, Daniel?
It's not slick back. It's just the way
it's headphone hair, bro. That's what happens when you pod. Look, it's like a way of life.
Wow.
You conditioning, bro, or what?
Yeah, conditioning.
Yeah?
Alright,
well, Danny's...
Yeah, it looks good. You have a waft of hair.
Thank you.
It is a waft.
I still have it. The cul-de-sacs are here, though. I mean, they're happening.
The cul-de-sacs are in town? Are they opening for the squeeze-ons?
I've got two cul-de-sacs, and they're always doing construction on them. Pushing further back into the woods.
Yeah. Well, that's what young children do to you, Daniel.
Gives you
hair loss. No, but hair loss. Let's get the show started. Welcome to the Adventures of Danny and Mike. To my right, Mr. Danny Tamborelli.
Kids push me in the woods. So what?
That's not true. And some other direction, Mr. Michael C. Marona.
If you think that was crazy.
And my name is Jeremy. Thank you so much for tuning in. Our guest for the entire hour, our LPN brethren. I think the term still fits. She's the co-host of The Brighter Side on LPN. And you've seen her in stuff like True TV's Almost Genius, a whole bunch of stuff. She has a new podcast out on the Last Podcast Network called Someplace Underneath. Ladies and gentlemen, Amber Nelson.
Yay!
Yay! Stadium tour.
Yeah. Well,
welcome. Thank you.
I'm manifesting cheers in my life because I want to go on tour soon when I get my second vax. So just get on stage immediately. Manifesting those screams.
It's time.
I can make a file for you and you could just have that. Our reaction, you know, anytime anything good happens.
Manifesting cheers in 2021.
Yeah.
The cheers. I started thinking about the show Cheers.
Oh,
it's a great show.
Manifesting those cheers, and I was like, yes. Then I was like, oh, yes. And then Cheers popped in. I was like, yes.
Dan, do you think there were any Homer Simpson indicators on the show Cheers?
the whole show was a Homer Simpson indicator.
Cheers replica just shut down in Boston.
Yeah, over the years, Amber, we kind of made this checklist, or it's sort of like a criteria about sort of what's making the dads into Homers.
It's a Homer Simpson indicator.
It's mostly about drinking, I guess, is what the
drinking,
is what he's
putting
at.
Your hand down your pants when you watch TV.
I do that. I double up usually.
What? Yeah, he does.
Two hands
double
or two TVs or two couches?
But I don't do the front. No. I don't do the front. I do the sides. I do right under the flap, and I just have my hands there, and it's very warm and nice, and I can sit there and watch my shows.
I'm sorry. It sounds like you're talking about a brisket, Jeremy, when you say flap. I can't. You might want to smoke.
I'm talking
you might
short
want to smoke
flap,
that for
pants
12
flap.
Hours.
But. Yeah, the waistband. Just right in there. Just sort of double.
There you go.
Yeah, double.
I mean, sometimes I'll sit and watch TV so long, I feel like a brisket. I feel like a slow roasted pile of meat, just salting and brining in my own sweat.
I'm brining. Definitely this couch is brine aged.
That sounds like Los Angeles most of the time and New York City in the summer.
There you go. Yeah, people always think New York, they only think of the cold, but New York gets so hot. You could fry an egg on the side of the wall. Mm-hmm. It's hot.
Yeah. Don't get it wrong, people. It sucks in the summer too. We don't. It doesn't just suck in the winter, you know.
So don't come here. Ironically, okay? We don't want you here. Stay away.
Not at all.
Actually, every year, the third in a row, our last three guests have all been Californians or who live in California now.
Everybody's moving out of here. Yeah, just skateboarding over here.
Everybody gets a dog that can skateboard immediately when you show up.
You're issued. You're issued one, but Gavin Newsom does it in person. That's why the guy's so tired.
Yeah.
That's why.
But you've been there, what?
Rose water.
Constantly.
Yeah. Just manifesting positive thoughts. That's a very LA way.
Oh, yeah.
Think about it. It's such a metaphor. It's sort of the faults in the continental plate kind of meeting there and the rifts happening. And so it's too heavy for me.
I can deal with it. I do believe that there is like fault lines and where they meet. There's like a spirituality in certain places, like New Orleans. There's no other place like that in the world. Or Sedona. Have you been to Sedona?
I've not been to Arizona, much of Arizona, but definitely not at Sedona. No.
I just did an episode.
It sounds magical.
It is magical.
Wait, what's
it
magical?
Is. You just look is around it? The mountains. It's just something about it. Like if I describe it, you're like, "That's fucking dumb, you stupid bitch." But when you're there, you're just like, "Whoa, this is amazing."
That's what Joshua Tree does for me. That's every time I go, it's just like I feel like I'm on Mars and another planet. It's my favorite.
I just call him Josh. We're on a first name basis.
I tried to grow a Joshua Tree here, and that did not work at all.
Because of the New York weather. Callback. Yeah.
How is it in New York? Or have a bunch of people left? And is it like what New York used to be? Like, have all the yuppies left?
Ooh, you'd like to.
We don't
to
get out
think
of our house much. I don't know. I don't know anybody.
It's
doing
weird, but
right now.
Everybody who left like bought an additional apartment on their way. Everyone who is rich enough to leave bought an additional apartment on their way out. So now they're warehousing and hoarding them until they double in value, and then they're going to sell them all. So it nothing has changed in a lot of ways. In some ways, my landlord can't rent the place upstairs still for a month.
Very cool.
Yeah, it's all over New York, though. I mean, I feel like all neighborhoods, but there's been a mass exodus, obviously, and I wonder if those people come back. I don't know.
I wonder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people leaving California and going to Austin, Texas. And you know, no shame on Austin, but it's just like it's like a more dude centric kind of place, very barbecue, very beer heavy. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, you know, I hula hoop, I make rose water, I like meditation music, you know, I like yoga.
Oh, I think Austin is known for all of that stuff and denim vests to boot. I think you'd be just fine.
Well, I think
looking for a change of place, though, you could just
do the same thing
in Portland. You know, you could go, you know, is that more of a lateral move if you're going
I think
LA
you're still
Portland?
In danger of a volcano there. Sorry. I'm going to just put my 2 cents in here. You'd still ring of fire as far as I'm concerned. So
there you go. I was talking to my friend about places to move, and he was just like, "I don't know where to go. I need to move." And I'm like, "You can go here." And he's like, "Earthquakes. They have earthquakes." And I was
that's
tsunamis.
Me. I'm that jerk. Sorry.
It's like everywhere you go. Fuck. Like, just pick a place.
Still earthquakes.
Like Austin, and when it snows real bad, you don't have power or fresh water for weeks.
Yep.
Oopsies.
I blame Joe Rogan for all the Austin stuff, for personally.
As soon as all those Californians announced that they were moving over there, it's what happened. Mm. But that's really not an example of people bringing California weather with them, because if they would, it would have been wildfires or something like that that Texas already has.
True.
Valid.
Have you ever read Dante's Circles of Hell? Because the hell is cold. It's very cold. Usually you think hell is being very fire, brimstone, but it's cold, it's snow, it's icy, which would make sense. So maybe that's Austin.
You're bringing back memories of sophomore year of high school when I had to read Dante's Inferno. And I had to do a book report on it, and I didn't read it.
What'd you do? How was your report?
Whose book report did you use?
I didn't use a book report. I went to that sweet, sweet thing called Cliff Notes.
Oh.
And I wrote my entire paper on Cliff Notes, and I got it. I didn't do well. I think I passed. Maybe I don't remember. I blocked it out. But every time I hear Dante's, this would be me stuck in one of Dante's infernos. It would be that moment replaying over and over again.
I did the same book report 3 years in a row and didn't get caught, which
is a real accomplishment.
So if you're looking for a little reader, check out The One-Eyed Cat from Paula Fox.
Well, a lot of people are graduating high school not even reading, so of course they didn't remember. They just pass you on. That's what teachers do.
Yes. You think of yourself as a baton, Jeremy.
No.
And an inert rod.
People grab you at each end and then run with you.
Yeah. And then after 100 yards, you're passed on, no matter what. After one complete circuit. Let's put it that way.
And if you drop, you drop.
I don't think that's... Okay. That's
sometimes you don't finish. Sometimes teams with you, don't finish.
All right. That's true. It's a valid point you make. But I wanted to ask you, actually, Amber, about this new project you're doing. You want to talk about that a little bit? Called Someplace Underneath on the Last Podcast Network.
Yeah. So Natalie Jean is the co-host and kind of the mastermind behind it. She approached me about it, but it's a podcast about missing women. And we talk about all kinds of women from different walks of life. I mean, we have a lot in the till right now. It's very exciting. I mean, not for the missing people, but
unfortunately, there's no shortage of material.
Yeah, but there's like no real statistics on who's missing, because sometimes if you'll do something like stupid as a teenager, like steal a candy bar from 7-Eleven, then you're now considered like a troubled teen. And so if you get kidnapped, you're just kind of written off as a runaway and nobody's really looking for you.
That's crazy.
You mean there have to be indicators for them to say, hey, they didn't want to go?
Yeah. Yeah.
They went unwillingly.
They went unwillingly. In some
starts
places,
with candy bars, and then, you're just going right to the truck stop to go.
Well, that's interesting. Some people are missing, but maybe they're finding themselves.
Maybe. But I feel like we discussed it and we said, they deserve to at least if they want to say, hey, don't come find me, then after people find them, they can say that, But other than that, we're going to talk about it. Like Shelly Miscavige, we're talking about her right now. She was just, put on a boat, quote unquote, and no one's seen her. But they've kind of seen her a little bit in Big Bear. Maybe, she
has really?
Like,
has there been sightings?
Yeah. And she has security around her at all times. I mean, she's like high up. She's high up in the system. So there's like sort of reports about it. And the way the Scientology works is there are buildings. You can't just go in them. You can't even go near them. I mean, they look like high security prisons is what they look like.
They're buying all the LA real estate out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't know that there were sightings because, I know that one of the, basically, she was put on a boat, like you said, and then where the fuck is she for the last however many years? But that's a whole, that's terrifying. That's terrifying that you can become indoctrinated like that through a.
Oh, yeah. Well, it was her whole life. And we get into like what their parents were like, what the culture is like, why would somebody be in this system? Oh, because they were raised this way from childhood. So, of course, this is like how you think. This is how you are.
Or you're just in a. In a time in your life when you're vulnerable as well. There's not just, it's not just like Catholicism.
Oh yeah. And what a lot of like cults or sex traffickers or people that take you, what they do is they find the weak and vulnerable. An example of like a sex trafficker is if you are in a park and someone comes up to you and they say, hey, you look really good today. You look nice today. And if you were to say, oh, thank you, that means that you have confidence and they'll leave you alone. But if you say something like, I guess my forehead's kind of big, my ankles are, not as sturdy today or whatever, then they know like, oh, I can like get in there. And then they'll start off as being a sort of a parental figure that you never had. They'll come in and they'll take you to get manicures, get your hair done. They'll step in. They'll even offer you jobs.
Schrodinger's neg.
Schrodinger's neg.
If you actually examine what they're saying, it's a neg. But if you just like, if you don't, it just passes through you like a particle. You know what I mean? If you don't even fucking think about it. Holy fuck.
Yeah, you just gotta say thank you.
Wow.
And a lot of older women will be sex traffickers. Like they will approach people because usually you find, and we get into it in later episodes with Ghislaine Maxwell, but she was a sex trafficker, and many times older women who have been in that sort of system for a while, that's all they know. So they just think, oh, of course I go and I work for this man and I go get the girls for him.
Oh, yeah. It was creepy as hell. I think that we like to talk about madams. We don't really talk about pimps the same way, I think, in the last, whatever, 40, 50 years since the era of the pimp, you know?
There's always been pimps.
That's what I mean. We're just like, okay, he's over there. But madams, we like to talk about, we like to play it up. We like to, oh, that's a famous, you know, they have all the numbers in the black book, you know, that type of stuff. Like that.
Oh, yeah.
It's very hard to show up someone like a pimp. Then you have the madam and it's even like a bigger.
Not for a hater like me. Not to Danny. That shirt is so ugly. A dog tried to kill it. Okay.
God.
Okay. I'm going to work on this.
That's poor Shane Hartline's brain.
So, look,
Jeremy, your shirt sucks too.
Wow. Andrew, fucking baton. Remember that.
Amber, if you weren't so backlit, you'd be frontlit.
Ooh. I got this thing to like light myself.
Ooh,
the
yeah.
Razer Kaio, but it doesn't work on my computer. And on the side of the book and on the website, it said all you need is a USB port and like a compatible system and like enough hard drive in your files.
They don't tell you that when they turn it on, it like turns you, it immediately drains your whole computer battery in one.
Yeah. doesn't work. And then I contact them and like, didn't you know that this operating system isn't compatible? And I was like, no, put it on your box. It doesn't work for Mac.
Really?
It doesn't work for Mac.
Kind of a big deal, Keo.
Yeah.
You're really trying to grab that niche market, huh?
I think, letting you in on a little secret. Everyone considers themselves like a proper person should have a ring light. That's what I'm getting. That's what I'm hearing. You know what I mean?
Ring lights are huge. Yeah.
Look at Jeremy's eyes right now. He's in an animation. Look at Jeremy's eyes. Look at that.
I don't have rings. I don't have any ring lights, unfortunately.
For the non-Patreon listener, this is the most boring part of your podcast.
just a little shop talk.
What? I work with lights. I like
Avoid
Danny's
the Rilo
lighting.
Eyes
you like
or
my,
whatever.
You like my lighting? I feel like I'm backlit because I'm in my bedroom because it's all.
Yeah, but I'm at least getting something, you know, from this side from you.
Yeah, we haven't perfected the video portions of this. But you know what? That's okay.
For the listener, Amber's taking it to the extreme.
finding her best lighting.
Yeah.
No, it's in for the perfect. Listener, Mike. There's nothing wrong with it. Everybody's light's beautiful.
Okay? With peace, love, and understanding.
Individual light is beautiful, but please, no more letters. No more letters.
Okay. What does that mean?
If you've got a problem with anybody's lighting, let us know at 347-470-8150, the Danny and Mike hotline.
There you go. Amber, I don't know if you have a hotline on your podcast, but I highly recommend it.
I mean, I guess I could do this.
Oh, so cool.
Ooh.
Is that better?
That's why you should move to California, people.
It's so distracting. There's like so much stuff behind you now.
There's too many awards.
What is that, a soccer trophy?
If you could just click away from the awards, I think it would be better.
Those are old awards, but I keep them just to remind myself everything's okay when I'm having a bad day.
It's just there's too many. I'm walled in by them.
Gosh.
Yeah, I won those awards like 10
Amber
years
was
ago.
A great Amber.
Yeah. Yes.
I do that too. It's a good way to be. It keeps you honest.
Meanwhile, Jeremy's camera is set up perfect for just non-stop spit take montage, just like coffee after coffee after coffee.
Yeah, if I could, do the old looky spit take.
Like producer in the
again,
studio.
Horrible
spit
content
take.
For a podcast.
Guys, do you want to know something? that I haven't told anybody yet. Well, I guess I told Jeremy earlier today, but I'm on my second day of just drinking juice because I decided a year of being in quarantine and being terrible to my body meant that I should kind of detox a little bit.
There you go.
So five days eating clean and 2 days eating nothing at all. Just
That's
drinking.
Great.
So I'm feeling a little funky. So I just in case anyone, you know, it's a good idea to do, but then also you think about, I have a child that's just under two and
Uncle Funky Bottoms.
and I need caloric energy. Intake, and I'm not necessarily getting it.
Just take the energy from your child.
And pass out. The doctor says I'm only allowed to suck his blood twice a week. Any more than that, it could be problematic for the baby. Mm.
I don't want
to. I'm literally, after we like hang up after this, I'm doing my cooking show and I'm doing a thing on detox.
Oh, really?
I was just going to
be cooking babies. Sorry.
For the broth comment from earlier. Yeah. I was checking to see if she had any hard outs or anything. And her response was, I'm making broth. So there you go.
Some good old bone broth.
Some vegetable broth.
Even better.
Yeah. I can't. Yeah. There's no meat in this.
What is this
detoxing cleanse? This is nothing.
What are you cooking,
does it go on for?
I don't know.
Or is that a spoiler
alert? Another 2 days of juicing and then like eating clean for another couple days.
Is it the cayenne lemon juice thing?
No, but I drink lemon juice, cayenne, pepper, and turmeric every day.
There you go.
Every day.
Cup of water. I drink it every day in the morning. It's the first thing I drink in the morning.
Why don't you pull some oil while you're at it, you sick freak?
I do that too.
I'm saying, just you belong in Austin. This is what I've been trying to say. Meet us in Austin, bro. Meet us in Austin. Meet us in Austin.
No, I just
have
I'm
some
torchy. Look, I'm just trying to get my mind and my brain right. And yeah, I actually knew that Amber was doing that, so I just was trying to bring it all together here into the podcast.
Yeah.
So what's the
I do think that when you like evaluate yourself, your thoughts and emotions is kind of what a lot of the world thinks. Like the other day I was like, I want to go out and drink. I'm itching to do something crazy. And then like the Florida spring break videos happened the next day and I was like, so did everyone else.
Yeah.
Old Panama City.
Well, you know, I guess it is like a year marker is like a pretty intense thing to think about, like what you did for the year being like nothing in terms of work or like how badly you treated your body, not thinking about it because you're like, first month in quarantine, it was like buy a bunch of whiskey and like drink it every day, just being like, this would be like a month, like whatever. And then like you get to like the 6 month marker and you're like, am I still doing this? It's like, well, maybe a little bit.
Oh yeah. I took the year off, man. Like, I didn't even give a shit. I'm still on my whatever I see kick, but
eat whatever you see. He doesn't eat meat, Amber. So
I don't eat meat. Yeah, I haven't eaten
meat. So you don't see meat. You don't even look at it.
No, I can't.
Yeah, exactly. He has a rare condition where he's unable to see fish. It's fish blindness.
Basically, those glasses from They Live, or V, whatever one of those alien shows were.
Which
is
anything with cholesterol is invisible to him for some reason.
I've Eternal Sunshined meat out of my brain. No more.
It's tough. It's tough to make that into a verb. We got to work on that some more. It's
the Eternal Sunshined.
Yeah. No. I'm of a big fan of making verbs out of everything. Or vice versa.
Huh?
Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah.
This has been another deep-hearted conversation with Michael C. Marona.
It's Mike's verb corner.
You don't make verbs out of things?
Yeah, dude. I say if I'm making it right, I bust a Reggie. A Reggie Noble. That's red man to the normal person.
Poison.
Listen, I'm telling you, something's a little funky. Like, I think like today is the day where my body is like, something's different.
Maybe that lemon juice fermented.
Is this day three?
This is day five.
Wow.
And yeah.
So I
get your body's getting all.
Day two of juices. Yeah.
Are you just peeing and pooing all the time? Because that's what detoxing does.
A lot of pee-pee, a lot of poo-poo.
For the listener, there is no pee-pee or poo-poo happening on screen.
And, no.
Well, we can't see the bottom part.
And this is a rare
podcast of ours that Alfie has not showed up.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I have. The new way is I'm going to be backlit because it's, you know,
nap time
in the window in the bed. Nap time. It's fine. It's damn near 6 o'clock at night. It's nighttime. It's about to be nighttime.
Nighttime is the right time, but not for a while.
And that's true.
I'm just saying, kids are unpredictable. What does it have to do with your beautiful lighting? Just you're isolated from your family?
Yeah, because our bedroom is the only one that has the locks on the door now. So this has become like the 9 to 5 for my wife. And if I have to come in here and podcast and do that, we switch out.
Wake up, lock myself in the bedroom, go to work.
Yeah. And the baby's old enough now. Like he says knock knock on the door when he wants to get mom out. And he goes knock knock, and he knocks on the door. And if she doesn't get him quickly, he starts yelling, and then I have to grab him and go, "Mommy's still working." And he's like, the three words that he says, he's like, "Fuck you, Dad." And I'm like, "Whoa, that's not nice."
Those aren't the three words he says.
He does. He says, "Fuck you, Dad."
No, he does not.
Well, because I take him away from his mom all the time because she's.
Yeah,
she's
but he doesn't say "fuck you, Dad." If he does, I want you to get it on. I want you to get it on video if that's what he says.
You can find that video on patreon.com/DannyandMike.
That's right.
If you want to tell Danny "fuck you, Dad," just let us know at 347-470-8150.
Amber, you am I? I hope I'm remembering this right. Did you make yourself a vegan Caesar salad?
I made a Caesar salad, but it's got anchovies.
But it had anchovies in it.
Yeah.
Anchovies are great, though.
I love anchovies.
I like anchovies. They're very good.
Oh, thanks,
Jeremy.
I just remember watching that video.
Three out of four people agree.
Although,
I'm sorry, what did you say, Danny?
I'm just saying I was interested in it because I like myself a good Caesar salad. I was only thinking vegan because I'm eating like this right now. I was like, oh, maybe I can go back and make Amber, and there's anchovies. So I just say, fuck it.
And an egg is raw egg in Caesar salad. But you whip it.
That's what I'm going to do when I break it. When I'm finally off this thing, I'm going right into anchovies and eggs.
Yeah, really? They're good for you. It's got oils and
Yeah, you sound like a cat that needs to recover. Anchovies and eggs, it sounds like that. You know, we'll get you a nice glossy coat real soon, Dan.
Yeah, I had exactly. too much catnip last night. Yeah. I need. That's their hangover cure. Is just anchovies and eggs.
Just give me anchovies and eggs and leave the carton.
Somebody I saw rolled a joint with catnip and just gave the cat the whole joint, and so the cat was just walking around with the with the catnip joint out of its mouth, which I thought
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm gonna have to send you the video so maybe you can recreate it with your kitties.
Not being on Instagram? I fucking love this. Everybody's just like, oh, this is that. I was like, no, I don't think so. It didn't
happen
for me.
Are you not on Instagram?
Thank you for noticing.
He has an Instagram.
We started an account,
but stuff.
Zero posts.
But he doesn't subscribe.
Yeah, that's.
I don't know about it. If I do, have
there's a Michael C. Marona on Instagram.
There is not.
There is.
I know
actually.
You guys told me you made one, but I still think it's gross.
Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PIE, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know ya at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know.
Trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecasts.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
Have you ever experienced turbulence on a flight and wondered why?
And you can see all the terrain around you. You've got no issue with visibility or anything?
No, everything's peachy.
Maybe you've sat on the tarmac for hours wondering why your plane isn't moving.
Well, we're outside here. They're saying the ramp is closed. They won't let us park because of Air Force One.
Listen in on the conversations between pilots and air traffic controllers on the Air Traffic Out of Control podcast.
510 is declaring an emergency. There's smoke in the cabin. I need to make a landing right now on 31 left.
We have the most interesting, wild, and funny ATC recordings you will ever hear. Check out Air Traffic Out of Control wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
I was bringing up the catnip thing because I don't know if you heard today, but this is big news in New York, Amber, that that they reached, they are almost at the point of reaching a deal for legalizing medicinal recreational marijuana in New York.
That's
which is a
great.
Huge day.
I think I'd rather get
they
the shots.
They should let people out of prison.
Here's the great thing about that. Yeah, is a lot of a lot of the things they're building into this is going to go towards things that the war on drugs have negatively affected, which is what every single state I think should be doing. But and maybe they some do. I don't know. But yeah, so that's part of the thing is like they're going to go give back to communities that were hurt the worst, I guess, by the stupid fucking war on drugs.
Are they going to give the weed back is my question. You know, because, you know, they always have those like big busts where they're just it's just like proud fishermen standing in front of it. Yeah, we're cops. We get all this weed. And they love to spread it out in the baggies and stuff like that. Are they going to give it back?
Mm. Yeah, they're going to smoke it.
Yeah, that's been smoked. I think.
Also feels like this was in like Cuomo's back pocket. Like this is like his contingency plan. If everything goes wrong the way it's happening right now, like, oh shit. No, we'll give him recreational marijuana. Oh, that's a good idea.
You don't think he's already hit the emergency like break glass hit button a few times already? I don't know how many tricks he has left to distract. I think the hope at this point is to just draw things out and draw them out until
it
I don't know what.
Fades away. Yeah. Or he fades away. Yeah. I don't know. We talk. Yeah. I like to keep the.
I told you I want Al Pacino to play him in prison. I've been saying this. So go back and check the record.
In prison?
Yeah. It's going to be like a, you know, biopic of him looking back on the shit that he did in his time. I had
just two hands down his pants.
Do you get to the point where he's at the tattoo place getting his nipple rings?
What?
I would like to see Al Pacino sitting in a tattoo parlor getting nipple rings.
Does Cuomo have nipple rings?
That's the
people
rumor.
People suspect that he has nipple rings.
Yeah.
This is what we've lost over the last year. It's really a tragedy if you think about it.
How he would get his support back. If he just said, yeah, I have nipple rings. I think he would immediately people would like him again.
He would bounce back.
So I'm going to show you, Amber, the photo that was. Oh, yeah. It's
don't show ever. Don't show us.
No, it's important. It's an important part of history from last year that you missed.
So
a nipple ring.
Here we see. Yeah. It's
Which
certainly
one?
Not a microphone.
Could be.
It's two barbells.
How do you know?
I also use them. While I have 5 minutes to maintain my hand strength.
To lift.
I don't think that was even the good one. But yeah, there's several images that came out that that outed him as a freak. No, just kidding. It's not a freak. You can have nipple rings. It's fine. Who cares? It's just weird to see
a governor of New York have nipple rings.
What's
governors, mayors. Do you think we've already had a mayor in New York with a nipple ring or no way? And that should be kind of a, you know, a way to break through for the next mayor, possibly.
The first Cuomo.
Does Andrew Yang have nipple rings? Is that what you're asking?
I mean, he's already shown that he panders a lot. So I could not put it past him to go get a nipple ring live streaming somewhere in order to.
That's great.
Yeah.
Well, a lot of these like powerful dudes, they like the guys that like law, you know, lawyers or whatever, they like yell at you, do what I gotta do on their lunch break. They go to see Dominatrix, so it wouldn't surprise me that if like a powerful man liked Cuomo like had nipple rings and like getting spanked.
That would be the icing on the cake of this whole sex scandal, is if he that was his lunch breaks, so he would just go get whipped a little bit just to even it out, you know what I mean?
Just so my hand is totally dealt.
I don't know.
With
I think
a
it's just
blow.
I think it's just sad. It's sad how often it happens. It's sad that it happens in, you know, the most powerful office in New York. It's sad that it sucks wherever the fuck it happens. Mm-hmm. And when you have somebody who is the chief executive of the entire state, there's no way that everyone that they're interacting with, they can't affect their employment. And so it's really easy to put them in a difficult position. It's really easy. And obviously this guy didn't get a shot.
Oh, was that a? Oh. Yeah, I don't know.
We've had problems with Cuomo on the show for a long time prior to everybody saying, "Oh God, he just is so he speaks so well. He's really telling it like it is and making us feel good because our president's so stupid. This guy's so good. Maybe he should run for president." Imagine that. Imagine if that was almost happened.
Everybody gets
nipple
rings.
Who do you think would be the next governor of California?
Oh yeah, how's your do you pay attention to that stuff, Amber? Like the
do you think it's time for another movie star?
All the California
politics.
Oh, you
were asking me. I was like waiting for other people to reply. I don't know. I follow some of it. I mean, you know, Newsom was like he told because I work in the restaurant industry or have for a long time, and like restaurants had to close down. But then his winery did not. And then he was photographed inside the French Laundry. It's a shame that like a lot of small local businesses were really targeted and not big companies. Also, God, what are the shitty thing he did? Like a big part of COVID, the unhoused situation is really bad in California, especially in Hollywood. I mean, we have communities of people just living in tents. Mm. And that, I think, is where the COVID is because you can't wash your hands. Everybody's on top of each other. It's like ripe, you know, it's not at the local bar, right? I mean, maybe wear a mask mandate when you stand up and like have fewer people in there, but they don't want to like fix the unhoused problem. They just keep going. Like they went into Echo Park and then just busted everybody up. There was a big protest saying, don't do that. Cause where are they going to go?
Yeah.
They never think about where they're going to go. They're just like, get out of here.
Yeah. Either, yeah.
I think Bloomberg used to give people bus tickets anywhere as long as it was outside of New York City.
Yeah.
Is that true?
I think that's what Bloomberg used to do.
I was speaking to a guy who was panhandling and he's like, yeah, I was in Kansas and I got a bus ticket to come here. So they get bus tickets to come to California.
Yeah.
Really?
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. All over.
Yeah. Yeah. Why not? Because go there.
Weather's
warm.
When
we were living in Venice, JB, that right on the other side, so it's like Santa Monica and Venice border. So Santa Monica has its own thing, like, you know, and Venice is back to LAPD, LA County. So the one block where this tent city was set up, like every Saturday, the LAPD would come in, push everything out, throw all their stuff out with like a big like drive-by dumpster and like throw everything in it.
Ugh.
And then a day later, it would come back and nobody would do anything for a whole week. It would get all set up again and it's just like on repeat. With like no, exactly what you said. Like there's no and then to their solution. It's just like, you know, we every couple of days we'll just, it's like alternate side of the street parking with humans. It's just like, every Tuesday and Friday, we're going to, you know, make sure the street's clean. And then they just come right back.
Oh, yeah. And there's so many laws in L.A. that make it very difficult to find a place. I mean, I was like couch surfing for 6 months and I had a job. I had decent credit. But it was unless you have a 700 credit score, no one will even let you see an apartment.
Mm.
You can't even look at an apartment. Yeah. And then there's so many. There's background checks. There's a lot of paperwork that goes involved for like anywhere to live. And the rent is so high and the people getting like their jobs closing down. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's just like multiplied.
I hoped COVID would pop that bubble both here and there. You know what I mean? Like just force people to
500,000 people died.
No, I know. My point is like, I would have thought that would maybe force people to do that, but I don't know. I don't know. It's just a weird thing. Cause going out to LA, we used to travel out there all the time and shoot. Back in when we originally met, which was on Roundtable, I think a long time ago, Man Boobs was a guest. what was that, like 8 years ago? But so we would go out to LA all the time and shoot stuff. And then in a matter of 2 years, it just changed to these tent cities. Downtown is, I remember we went to a bar downtown. Yeah. We went to a bar downtown, and it's just like you walk out the door and it looks like a tent village, tent city, whatever.
Yes, apocalypse.
Yeah.
I walked through Skid Row one time by accident. That was oops. And I'm pretty like capable of handling myself, like with how I walk. You know, I mind my business. I don't smoke cigarettes when I'm walking. I don't look at my phone. I keep my head down. But I was just like, this is dangerous. I mean, people are like screaming in the middle of the streets. Mm. Someone's just naked walking in the middle of the streets. Like you hear guns pop off. I was like, this is a no for me.
Cheap rent. Yeah, no, it's crazy. It's I wish that there was more forward thinkers and could figure out a way maybe to take these huge FIFA football stadiums and just make them fucking homeless places. I don't know. I'm just spitballing. But I just think, there needs to be some sort of solution. Otherwise, what's going to happen?
Well, it's a lot of like undiagnosed mental illness and a lot of like childhood trauma that hasn't been spoken about that people like push down with a lot of drug use. I mean, if you were like molested as a child and then you kicked out of your house, like of course you're going to like turn to drugs to like just numb the pain.
Absolutely.
And forget.
Yeah.
But there's not a whole lot of like, I mean, there are some programs there, like you have to reach out to them. And a lot of the like drug rehabilitation centers, like, AA is very Christian based, which is fine, but that shouldn't be your only option because they like make you find a God. And a lot of them, like with alcohol, you can't quit cold turkey. You will die. Your body needs the sugar. It needs the alcohol slowly back down. Mm. And some of these places, they just make you quit cold turkey. Mm. You can't do that.
Yeah, that's crazy too.
Yeah, I always wonder about that. I keep wanting to say AAA. That's a different thing. The AA.
Where drunks pick you up on the side of the road and take you home.
Hey, we could merge them. You know what I mean? 5A. No, but I always wonder that. I don't, there has to be some sort of other route. I mean, I've never been a huge churchgoer. I don't know about you guys, Danny and Mike, but I kind of know. But I just think organized religion is kind of bullshit and a money grab. But there has to be some other way for people, mass amounts of people, to get help. Even me, when I was looking for mental health, when I was really, really depressed and down, you know, just feeling horrible for years and years, it took me.
And look at him now. He's side flapping.
No, but the process of getting mental health care was miserable. To the point of like, if I were
holy shit, it makes you want. If you didn't want to kill yourself before, you definitely do.
Yeah.
If you definitely want to after. It just jumping through hoops, finding somebody who fucking takes your insurance. Yeah. Then if you're working, if you do have a job, if you can't afford it, if you do have a job and you're scared to take time off to ask for it because that's the only time that their office hours are.
It's a mess.
And you have to be really careful with who you divulge your secrets to, because I'm sure there's people that can like give you some bad advice, you know?
Yeah, that's it's sad too to think that like when you want to get that good help, whether it be, you know, alcohol, drugs, or mental health, like it's all just private and very expensive.
Mm-hmm. I don't understand.
Can you afford to get better?
Well, I mean, there are public health programs but the mental health portion of that, like Amber's talking about, has just been completely dismantled and you don't really see the support that people need.
Well, I think I told Amber, this is not relevant to anything, but I had a moment.
Oh, a non sequitur.
It is relevant to it's a med update, basically. We do med updates sometimes. Michael and I both went on meds and was feeling better.
That's fine.
But this med update.
I went back off my meds, just so everyone
knows. That's true. We're going to work on that, though. you and I. No, I had about a week ago, a week and a half ago. So I my dad was an alcoholic. Had left he was divorced my mom twice. That she married him twice for some reason. He's a fine guy. He just can't commit to things. And so I in my sort of trying to get help with the depression and sort of stuff like that. All I really wanted, you know, is sort of my father to like say, hey, what are you doing? You know what I mean? I never had that. I never had somebody to be like, hey, you know, up until about 14 it was. And then after that, it was like, I haven't gotten anything really other than, you know, a random phone call here and there or something if I call. But he just called the other night just to talk. And we talked for 30 minutes. And it's the first time probably in 15 years he's ever called me.
All right, JB.
And I literally hung up the phone and I was shaking and I cried.
Way to go, JB.
My eyes out for about 20 minutes. Just laid on the couch, face down, crying my eyes out. Because, and so that this is to all those, because we've gotten a lot of people, a lot of feedback saying, hey, thank you for talking about that, bringing it up, keeping it in the conversation, because a lot of times, obviously, it's not easy to get. But so that was a big moment. I wanted to share that to everybody that seeking help is a very positive thing. And regardless of what your view on meds is, I think it's very important to get it out there and talk about it and ask for help. So there's an update for you. There's a very happy update. Yep. But it's also the first time I've cried in about 20 years. So
you need to cry. Yeah. It's like coming for your spirit.
Well, yeah.
Is it coming for your spirit?
I'm coming for your spirit. I'm the devil.
Amber, four nights ago, my son decided to wake up at 1 o'clock in the morning and scream for like 3 hours because he wanted milk in the middle of the night and we're not giving it to him and whatever.
What do you mean we? You ain't got nothing to do with it.
No, I have to bring him to her. He screamed for in my face for about like 3 minutes, like a blood-curdling scream that broke me. And I came in and I was like, I can't, you have to suckle him right now. And I lied in bed and I cried because he like broke me down. And that was, I was going to say the same thing. It was like the first time I've cried in like a very long time. And I was just like, it's like the middle of the night. We're not sleeping so good. So it's like, you just, I don't know. I just had that moment where I like kind of snapped. I was like, oh my God. Like,
wow. Well, at least you have like two parents, you know, can you imagine like one parent dealing with that?
No. I think about that all the time. I think about single parents and how they go about doing that. And
it sucks.
I could not. It's.
Oh yeah, we have
it's
one.
It's insane
here.
To not have any help. Yeah, Michael C. But you guys split time.
That's
share
true.
Time. Not that it's different, but like you're still in that time. It's just you. So it is the same thing.
Insane. I'll
give you a quick example. Like I don't want my son to wet the bed. He's done with diapers and I just don't want him to be in the bed. So we taught him, wake up and tell us you gotta pee and, you know, we'll take you to the bathroom. Okay. You know, it's not good to lie there and wet the bed. Yeah. We figured that out. He woke me up to pee like 3 o'clock in the morning on Saturday night, Sunday morning. And because we were up, we caught all this water gushing down out of my bathroom ceiling from my neighbor's clogged toilet upstairs.
Oh.
And we caught it in a bucket. It was great. It was no big...
See, yeah, this is what happens when you don't. Somebody peed the bed upstairs.
You better listen to your body or else some shitty poopy water is going to come down from the ceiling and catch you.
It would have been awful to get up and just find all this shit all over the floor and just been like, what the happened?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I don't know.
Thank you, diapers.
Bedwetting is such a weird.
This moment brought to you by diapers and lack thereof.
I know somebody who had that happen, but it was an adult lady who drank too much and would just hang, you know, stay over the night and then wake up and be surrounded by urine because she drank too much. But that's a whole different thing.
Sad.
Yeah.
I remember in college, my dorm roommate, she would like wake up after we had partied. She'd wake up and be like, I gotta go pee. I'm in the bathroom. And we'd just like get up in the middle of the room and then squat and piss in the middle of the floor. Yeah. Oops. I was like, Jennifer, you can't be doing this.
Oh. Where did you go to school?
This is the LSU.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Big party school. All right.
You were just saying how a lot of things meet in New Orleans, and it's just, but you're in Baton Rouge. Is that where that is?
It's Baton Rouge. Yeah.
LSU is in Baton Rouge.
Yeah. Big old party school, which I think college, like, I mean, granted, I didn't go for like law or like to be a doctor or pre-med or whatever. I'm sure they have great programs, but like.
You're talking about the dominatrix professions.
Yeah. The dominatrix professions.
The dominatrix class, which is those who go to get dominatrices at lunch.
Yeah. The important roles.
Which LSU has, right?
Oh, I'm sure they have like great programs. I don't know. I literally just took the easiest classes I could. I went to, because I got on scholarship, and like a lot of classes I couldn't, because I was raised very like fundamentalist Christian. I thought the earth was around for like 7,000 years. So of course, if you put me in a biology class, I'm going to be like way behind on everybody else. So I was just like, fuck it. I'm going to go to a community college. And where they just hold up a picture of a cat, and they're like, "This is a cat," and I was like, "All right, great," and then transferred my credits right on over.
Amazing!
That's how you do it.
And that's how you do it.
Cat credits. I like that.
My only experience there was Shreveport, Louisiana. Do you know that hellhole?
Oh, I like Shreveport.
You like that place?
Yeah. Oh, I like it. Really? You didn't like it?
It's like we called it the armpit of America. It was just
a lot of film shot there because of the old. Tax incentive.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
but we.
You said that was the armpit of the country. I appreciate that as someone who grew up in New Jersey.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
Yeah, he's like finally, someone's taking a cover from New Jersey.
Yeah. Thanks Shreveport for taking the hint.
Shreveport was the they have the boats in the water that you can go gamble on. You know, you can't do it on land, unfortunately. I don't think, but you can do it right on the river, or maybe you can. Maybe it's different now, but.
They have sunspots, yeah.
It was, our hotel was facing a Waffle House, and a Speedway gas station. So it's one of those deals where, wasn't the best time.
You're
but
quitting you guys, that to LSU in like-
Last time we were on tour, you guys tried to stop me from going to Waffle House more than once.
No, I will, well, once, I don't know how you feel, Amber, but Waffle House once probably every in a while is fine, but back to back doing bang bangs of Waffle House is not a great idea.
Oh, I could do bang bangs. I once got food poisoning at Waffle House. I went back the next day. I didn't
really? See
this. Hey, well, I just found out that Jeremy's parents were married twice. So this is,
that's true.
I mean, this is revelatory stuff here.
Everything good happens at Waffle House. I mean,
at least twice, yeah. Right? If it's
that's the jam, man. That waffle, late night Waffle House after drinking a bunch, sobering up a little. Oh, they regretting it later.
We're always happy to eat Waffle House. I was on tour once with this guy, Richard Lloyd, who played in like a 70s punk rock band or post-punk band called Television. And we went to a Waffle House and he sat there and he talked to the woman for like 45 minutes who was making the food. He went up to the counter and then he asked about a job and then he got a fucking application for the job and then he got a hat. And he brought the hat back into the van with us and was like,
they're really, they're
I don't
really
know.
Human.
It's like, maybe once sometime in my life, like it's going to happen. I figured at least like he's crazy, but he was actually being smart. He was
that
like,
is the first good thing you said about Richard Lloyd. Yeah, that's such a good story.
I don't know what something could happen to me. So I'll just take it and I'll keep this with me. And he put the hat on and we fucking drove out of that rest stop.
That is a drawback to the open kitchen plan of the Waffle House in general, though. You know what I mean? They were like, let's save on walls. No need for walls in between us and the customer. No need for walls. We'll just cook the food and turn around and give it to you. We do not need a swinging door.
Amber, I call that transparency. What I call that. That's
it means that Richard Lloyd can engage somebody who's like trying to make cheesy fries in a, you know, rather long debate.
I did that once at a Hooters and I thought, you know, I'm going to sit down and I'm going to, and you know, me, the whitest kid, you know, from Ohio, you know, at 16, 18 years old, talking to a Hooters employee about like, why are you doing this? What's going on? And
did
it was just
say,
the worst.
Really say, why are you doing
I didn't say
this?
Yeah, but
you
were
the
words,
only.
But I was just like,
you were
hey,
the
what?
Only one that week who wasn't from a church group who was doing it.
Yeah, exactly.
Hooters gives good benefits. Do like they? The girls that work at Hooters get college scholarships. Oh. Yeah, they're cool. Really smart. The girls that work there, they make a lot of money. Yeah. They get a scholarship. They get it done.
Yeah, she was
big respect.
She was very. She was on her way. She was about to fly high out of there and go to college and do all this stuff. She had plans, so I'm sure she did just
good
fine.
For her.
Yeah.
Sure, it's more of a springboard, than a long term.
There's some kind of like thing in the air. I never liked it where people think, oh, because somebody's attractive, they've got to be stupid. I'm like, no, they can also be very smart. Like beauty pageant girls, they're very smart. Mm-hmm. I mean, I couldn't like stand, I could not stand on the middle of a stage and someone just ask me a pop question, like, what do you think would help the world? I'd be like, free pussy. Mm-hmm. Like, I wouldn't know. And they just like break it down, you know, and they're very calm.
I don't, it hasn't been tried yet though. So,
yeah, anywho, we've gotten, well, there is no track, so we haven't gotten off track. So I guess that's a plus, but
no, there's never any tracks. I was trying to think about in that, that Val Kilmer movie with, what is her name? So very, very smart woman. I can't remember who it is now.
I Spy.
You know, forget it.
You talk about I Spy.
No, it's Elizabeth Shue's character. She's very smart, and everyone's like, "Look, oh, she's such a nerd, and she might be stupid." And like, no, she takes her glasses off, then she's hot, and that's also upsetting too. Just throw that on the pile.
Do you think sexy librarian is a dangerous trope? It's like it's. You think it's warping America?
Yeah, I don't think that's the right thing to say. Librarians can be sexy without being librarians. Maybe that's their second job.
Wait.
Or maybe librarians should pay well enough. Maybe we should fully fund our schools and libraries so it pays well enough that she doesn't have to take a second job, like in OnlyFans, and then the kids find out about the OnlyFans, and then they tell everybody, and then she gets fired from her job because everybody found out about that one.
I always hated that too when they fire somebody. I was like, oh, this person wants to do this for a second income, and you just made it worse for them? Okay, great. Good job. Or maybe they even like it. And who cares? Like, if this is their private time behind a paywall, like, that means somebody had to pay to get their nudes and then was like, I don't like this after I've paid for it. Like, it's behind a paywall, so it's not out in public. Yeah. I don't know. I hate it.
She's got a point.
Yeah. I don't know why this popped into my head, but I had ordered, this is nothing to do with that. I ordered a porno bloopers tape once because I wanted to see porn bloopers. And it never showed up. But I don't know what that has to do with
that's
it.
Where
yeah, that's where Danny, I was going.
What's with the non sequitur count now? Is at 2?
I don't know. Yeah, it says it's two very interesting non sequiturs.
Well,
and it never came, I think, was the blooper.
Oh yeah. I guess that was
I was so psyched
because it was like a new comedy. You know, it was like, I was a fan of comedy, so it was like, hey, this is going to be hilarious. I want to see, like, the camera guy get a little, you know, a little jizz on him or something. You know, whatever it was.
You know, you can just watch gay porn, Jeremy, right?
I'm going to finish, and then he doesn't finish.
Jeremy, you could just watch.
Oh, that's the blooper.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It's weird.
And it was, except
it was with mail delivery of the item itself. He's been edging on the U.S. Postal Service for about 6 years.
I blame
years now.
The USPS for losing that VHS tape.
Sure, so, you
never
do.
To get that. Or maybe my mom or something intercepted it. I don't know.
Yeah, I think someone might have intercepted it. Yeah.
Jeremy has the tracking number tattooed on his leg.
Just in case we ever meet up.
I got to figure out what that was.
I want to remember what you look like.
It's a whole nother world. Anyway, porno bloopers aside, Amber, it has been so much fun just to hang and talk. And we just... The LPN
you
family
give us,
is
you
just
give us such
fully
like
represented.
An open way. You give us such an open way to just be vulnerable and honest. Like, we talked about crying. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck just happened on this podcast? What did you do to us?
You men never talk about crying and getting in touch with your emotions?
All the time. We do.
You do.
In
of course
way.
You do.
We do.
Yeah.
I do. The other two don't ever.
No, we do. We do. It's just we do it in our own way.
But there's so much ball busting to do. It's hard to work in the...
If you think Danny and Jeremy share too much, let us know at 347-470-8150. If you think Mike shares just enough, let us know at
347-470-8150.
I am not crowdsourcing my mental health healthcare.
Give him a tag at Michael C. Rona on Instagram. Anywho, but yeah,
maybe you shouldn't.
I know
that.
We talked about some of your goodies, but if you have any plugs, now's the perfect time.
I have a Patreon, Amber Smelson for Patreon.
Awesome.
I put my cooking videos out there first. I like feedback from my people, you know, just give me all the feedback you like. And it's also just a way to support, my art, you know, just to support. I do a show every Friday on Twitch, Amber Smelson. So follow me on that. And I just drink on my porch and I write jokes.
It's a good life.
Yeah.
Porch. I'm hearing porch.
Yeah, I have a porch. It's good.
That's nice. That's
yeah. Jealous.
Yeah. Shout out to porches. Yeah.
Well, we are a part of the Last Podcast Network. Check them out, lastpodcastnetwork.com. Mm-hmm. We also have a Patreon, patreon.com/Danny and Mike with the N spelled out. If you, it's a very important time right now for artists. There are a lot of people struggling. So as Amber just said, support people on Patreon. It's a really good platform to help get, especially touring comedians, musicians, to get through this. So give those a look. You can find Daniel at D Tamborelli on the Twitters, at Danny Tamborelli.
Should give him a look.
On the Insas, give him a look. You can find Michael at Michael C. Marona on the Twits. I am at Remy Balin. I have a podcast called Going Dork. Check that out. We talk about UFOs tomorrow, so big fun episode. What else do I have to say? I think that's it.
This is usually where we have our... Come see us live.
Dan, your lighting has gone to evil. I regret to inform you.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah, exactly. Diabolical. Thanks, Amber.
Yeah, thank you so much, Amber.
Hell yeah.
What a fun time. And come back and we'll further explore our emotions and cry. Maybe we'll cry on camera for you. I don't know. We could.
I'd love to see that.
We could try.
Okay. I'll cry with you.
Okay, great.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Enjoy your broth. The Adventures of Danny and Mike stars Danny Tamborelli and Michael C. Marona. The show is produced by me, Jeremy Baylor. This podcast is part of the Last Podcast Network, which can be found at lastpodcastnetwork.com. Make sure to check that out for a ton of great shows. For more information on the guys, visit our website at dannyandmike.com. Also look us up on Twitter at Danny and Mike with the N spelled out, and on Facebook at facebook.com/theadventuresofdannyandmike. Thanks for listening.
This show is made possible by listeners like you. Thanks to our ad sponsors. You can support our shows by supporting them. For more shows like the one you just listened to, go to lastpodcastnetwork.com.